Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Carly Ursay Gordon taking over with Jim Ursay having passed away as the new de facto head of the Indianapolis Colts, leading the ownership group. She's going to be the face of the family's ownership team. She wears a headset during games. She listens to everything going on. She even has a play sheet in front of her, and she thinks that that intel is helpful in making decisions, and I think she's right. You're deciding if a coordinator's good or bad, if you need to pay them a raise or let them walk. Why wouldn't you want to know?
Or it can lead you to good questions. In other words, like if something may happen you don't understand, and you can actually directly reference it instead of sort of vaguely saying, you know, in the game when you guys punted on 4th-and-1, why'd you do that? Like, you hear those kinds of conversations.
That's true.
You can ask way more informed questions. And if you're evaluating these people, which you are inevitably, is the place where the buck stops, I actually think it's really good. But when I initially heard it, I recoiled. I went, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. They're going to, you know, insert themselves, do what Snyder did, or, get involved in team meetings and dictate who should play and Jeff George this thing and the whole nine yards. It doesn't sound like it, to be honest with you. It sounds really smart.
You know who made the right call and the wrong call in the dispute, too, in terms of going for a fourth down. Somebody who advocated for it or against it. I think that can help. Now, there's an argument to this. I'm going to argue against me, and it sounds like you as well. We agree on this. But someone could say, well, you're less likely to be an overbearing, controlling owner if you're less likely to want to wear a headset and stare at the play sheet. And I think that's probably true. Like, in other words, if you're saying someone who's going to go full Jerry Jones or David Tepper is probably also going to be wearing the headset, although I'd point out that those guys don't do that. But the point is, like, what we all want is an owner that asks good questions, that is seen and not heard, who's in the room and helps when the big decisions need to be made, but that doesn't dominate the football conversation part of it. And you could convince me that you are more inclined to be that way if you're not also really interested in, like, being involved in everything. That said, it doesn't seem like she oversteps, like she hasn't. I just think that if you do this solely and you don't overstep, this is actually good, not bad.
Yeah. So back in the day, I took a class on the U.S. presidency. And this professor broke it down into four different quadrants of somebody's management style when you're overseeing, I don't know, the country. The worst and least productive possible is called the disinterested micromanager, right? There's the active micromanager, which could be like this, where you're finding out everything and you're intimately involved and you want to be part of it, et cetera. The disinterested person, that's Snyder, that's Tepper. That's, I can't be bothered with the day-to-day being informed, but I'm going to come in and try to fix things. Right? That's the worst possible managerial style that there is. And that, to me, is not what's happening here.
Well, so I also would disagree with Jerry and Depper about that, though. They're not disinterested. They're involved in everything.
Well, disinterested is the way of phrasing. They can't bother to listen to all the information and get
Understood.
It all. They're not sitting here listening to the plays. They just go, it didn't work. The offense wasn't good. Fire everybody.
I think other than not having the headset on, I think they are in on everything. I think they have, they're listening to meetings. Those guys are way too involved in everything. I don't think they just, like, show up at the end of the week and say, Here's the quarterback I want. That's kind of the Dan Snyder, though, to your point. That's the I'm taking over the draft when you weren't in on any of the draft meetings and you've been on your
You didn't do any scouting, yeah.
I think the Cowboys wish that was the case with Jerry a little more often. That dude's having press conferences whenever he wants to downstairs outside the locker room. You know what I mean? He's there every single day. Same with Tepper. Let's go to the phone. Shane's in Avion. I don't even know what that is. What's up?
It's in France, so I'm on the outside of France. What's up, Commander Danny? Greg, the Round Man of Radio. You guys are awesome. You guys got the best show. You know that.
Appreciate
but look, here's
you.
The way I'm, my topic on that, man. It's micromanaging her team. That's a genius idea. Like, it's her team, right? So why not? And now you're holding people accountable for what they're doing, like you said. Hey, look, you can't blame anything on nobody when the owner's watching, right? It's a old saying, when the boss comes to the job site, that's when people start working, right? So it's a great idea. I think if it catches on, I don't think it's going to be the last owner to do it. Number one, if I was the owner of the team, I'd be doing the same damn thing. It's my team. It's an investment. These coaches are investments, and they're paid very, very well. And you know what? It's time that now owners are holding not only – look, the players get handed accountability all the time, right? So now it's the time for the coaches.
And it's millions. It used to be you could sign a coach for 5 years, a couple million a year, whatever. Probably just 10, 15 years ago, it was a few million a year. Now some of these coaches are making $20 million
yeah.
a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're talking about a ton of money. And then if you got to fire someone, you're paying somebody 20 and the next guy 14 on his first contract or whatever. And that's a crap ton of money to give to a head coach. Like, the money's not the same, but if you're our boss, who's a program director, and you could listen in or see our prep meetings, or you could see the email chain and, you know, who's doing what and who's more invested. Like, I think all that information's
worthwhile
probably
info, yeah.
beneficial, right? CJ's in Alexandria. What's up, CJ?
Hey, guys. I might be taking this in a little different direction, but, I mean, if you owned a team, wouldn't you, honestly, just as a fan, want to be listening in
100%.
On that?
Oh, I said I would do this 100%.
And now I'm thinking, I'm like, well, what if for, like, the premium seats or something like that, if you're able to wear a headset as somebody sitting in a suite or something like that? I'd pay a lot of money to listen to what's going on between the coaches.
So that'd be sick. You'll just never be able to because – you know, it's impossible.
It's proprietary to some degree.
Number one, it's impossible to hear that without potentially it getting to the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. But number two, in the same way that last night the Cubs probably wish we didn't have as much access to the dugout as we now do with Justin Turner down the steps celebrating, if you know, you know.
Yeah, dude, that was nuts if you haven't seen it.
That was absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter if you want to check out what we're talking about.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think teams, like, they don't even want Hard Knocks in their building. And they have editorial ability for a week at a time before something's published to get out. In the heat of the moment, with guys screaming and cursing, fans aren't ready for that.
Right.
You think Daron Payne and John Allen, like, putting a face toward one, you know, a finger in one another's face is a problem? Wait till you hear how some of these coaches and GMs and, you know, different people that are on these mics occasionally might talk
in
to each other.
In the heat of competition? Yeah.
I don't think people are built for
that. There's some naughty language afoot.
What do the kids say? Like, I don't think you want that smoke. Reggie's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, what's going on, Grant and Danny? First of all, I love y'all's show. I cannot believe y'all co-signing this foolishness. I don't want my owner nowhere near a headset. You know what I want my owner to do? I want my owner to hire smart people. Let the smart people, when you want to choose a quarterback, give me the pros and cons of which quarterback. And if I need to break the tie, which I think Jack Kincook did with Beathard and Gibbs, I'll break the tie. Other than that, my owner, and I'm not even saying because she's a woman, she's not going to know a soft squat between a hard flat. She's not going to know a fire blitz between a cover three, why we did it, and why. No, this is going to open up like a Pandora's box. And if I'm in that coach organization, you know how nervous I'm going to be to have, like, Big Brother watching over top of you? This is ridiculous.
So, Reggie, let me ask you this. I think it's a great call and very good points. How do you know if somebody's smart or not based on rep? Right? Like, wouldn't you get firsthand observation this way? Like, that's where I'm coming from on this.
If my eyes have 30 years of sensitive knowledge of that, and again, I'm not saying because she's a woman, she doesn't know it.
We're saying any owner is in the same boat, in my opinion.
I wouldn't be advanced enough to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm hiring smart people. That's because there's no exact science of it, but I'm hiring smart people that's going to be able to make that decision for me. Just like this. I don't want my quarterback coach sitting in the marketing meeting telling me how to market Jaden Daniels. I don't need that.
No, you don't.
And you don't.
By the way, outstanding call.
Good call, Reg. Thanks.
I agree with everything you just said, with the exception of her listening in is anything other than just added information.
If the point is it could escalate beyond that, then oh, yeah. Like, and if it does, now we have an issue.
I'm still not doing anything differently. I am hiring professionals. Mm-hmm. They are making the decisions. I'm not calling the shots on the quarterback. My point is, you know who eventually is involved in the decision to fire a general manager? The owner. It's only the owner. You know who eventually is responsible for firing the head coach? It's the owner and the GM. You're just going to have more insight on the things that you do have to do. Now, to his point, and something I've thought about, a buddy of mine texted me and said, wouldn't it be better if she just hired someone who's a former coach or a longtime NFL person to listen and then to give her feedback on what they're hearing?
And to filter it.
And I actually think that's probably true. Like, in other words, she gets smarter doing this. She learns the game more, just like any owner, Josh Harris or anybody would. He'll know what those blitzes are. He'll know. Any of us listening all season long, 17 games and all that stuff, we'd be such smarter football fans. And I think that's probably a good thing, not a bad thing, if your owner's smarter just for their own knowledge and has more of an understanding of what everybody does and how they do it. I think that's healthy if she's not overstepping, and I don't think she will. But I guess my point is, if you were to, let's say, bring in, I'm making this up, but I say, Trent Green, I want you to listen to this month's worth of games on our headsets, and I want you to type up notes, and I'm going to pay you $100,000 as an advisor. And I want you to give me all your thoughts on the coaches you hear, everyone on the mic, what you think of each of them. That's probably way more insightful than me listening to it. And I actually think that is a good point.
It doesn't mean
I don't like that she's doing it. Just means that's probably a more instructive way to get the intel you need.
Yeah, you could also have your team president do it, your GM do it even.
But like, I want
to
help
evaluate
guys.
That's what I'm saying, to help evaluate those guys.
And GMs do a lot of the times, right, listen into some of that stuff. But GMs are involved.
Mm-hmm.
GM, like, you don't think Adam Peters is pro Dan Quinn? Of course he is. I want an extra. I'm trying to get intel.
You're bringing in the consultant, yeah.
Yeah, I want someone to say, hey, I think this coach, like, Ron Rivera is kind of full of crap. You know, whatever it is, right?
I just want someone to tell me that.
800-636-1067. Mark in Frederick, home of the Keys. What's
hey, Mark.
Up?
Hey, I just want to add a data point, maybe a comp for this. I think it's a great idea. If you remember back in ancient history when the new ownership came in, Josh Harris was in the room at the NFL Combine while they interviewed all the quarterbacks. And we all thought that was a great idea so that he would be able to, you know, personally evaluate each quarterback's answers to all the questions they had. We thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, pushed back. It's a great call. I know my take at the time was, I love this. And it's actually very analogous in the sense that I thought it was really good for him to get the information, be engaged, be involved, but I don't want you to do anything with it. In other words, have all the intel so that when someone, if they come to you and says, you're a really smart billionaire, you're a good business person, what do you think? You can have a more informed response. But I don't want you to use that to say or do anything else. Just get, it's like having money you don't spend. I want you to get as much as possible and put it away, but I don't need you throwing it around and making it rain at the strip club.
So I didn't like that Harris was in the room at that point. I think we gave him a pass or liked it because he's Josh Harris and he's not Dan Snyder. Just because in general, your direct influence in the room, people are ultimately trying to please you and read what you're thinking in order to do it.
Same thing about her on the headset.
So that to me, but because that's more passive because you're not sitting in an offensive coordinator's meeting or a passing game meeting or whatever.
Willing to do this, why wouldn't she be willing to do some of that other stuff?
And that's kind of the point here, is if you now are sitting in the room when people are deciding on stuff and you're giving away reactions where, all right, here's our game plan install, and you're going, okay. Like, people are going to react to that. That I don't want, because that starts to get an outsized influence. But just passively listening to me is different.
Yeah. I would do it, I think. I probably wouldn't do it every game, because I would just want to eat meatballs and, like, hang out with Olympians, too. Because that would be a fun part of being a billionaire.
Wouldn't that be fun, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.